Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Today, we're doing a deep dive into some of the really fascinating content students are exploring right now on The Juice. That's the news platform designed for young learners.
Right.
And our goal here is to give you, parents and teachers, just a concise look at the kinds of topics grabbing their attention. Everything from, well, heroism to global challenges and even mysteries out in space. So let's start with a really powerful story. It's about John Sampson. His courageous rescue of an autistic boy.
Yeah, I saw that one on the Hershey Park monorail track.
Exactly, 20 feet up in the air. I mean, he really put himself in danger there for that child.
It's quite something. And what's particularly striking, I think, is how Sampson talked about his dad instincts. It sort of goes beyond just that one moment of bravery, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It points to that connection between, you know, immediate empathy and wider community support, especially for kids with diverse needs like autism.
That's a great point. It really opens up a conversation.
Yeah, like what inspires someone to act heroically? And how do we build that supportive community? I know Sampson himself asked for donations to an autism foundation afterwards.
Right, right. Okay, so from that kind of individual bravery, let's shift gears a bit. Let's look at something on a bigger, more global scale. We're heading over to Ethiopia next, where the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam is now fully operational.
Oh, GERD, yeah.
Huge project.
Huge.
Yeah.
And it promises immense power for Africa. It's a massive engineering feat, but, well, it's definitely got some complex sides to it.
It really does. It kind of sums up this global paradox. You know, one country's vital development project
can look like a threat to its neighbors.
Exactly. Ethiopia sees it as, you know, key to prosperity, bringing electricity across the region. But for Egypt and Sudan, downstream,
they rely heavily on the Nile.
Totally. They fear a serious, maybe even catastrophic drop in their water supply. So it's not just about water rights, is it?
No, it feels bigger. It's about sovereignty versus shared resources, really. How do nations balance their own development needs with the needs of others who share those same resources? It's a tough one.
It really is. And students are also engaging with some, frankly, very difficult subjects, like the tragic shooting involving political activist Charlie Kirk and another school shooting in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
These stories really put America's gun violence problem front and center. How does something like The Juice approach these sensitive topics for kids?
Well, that's a really important question. It doesn't shy away from the complexity.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it sort of frames these events as opportunities for civic engagement, for critical thinking.
Okay.
So you see, for example, someone like former U.S. Representative Gabby Giffords calling for bipartisan action. But then you also see Charlie Kirk's perspective, his belief that, well, gun deaths are maybe an unavoidable consequence of constitutional rights.
So presenting different viewpoints.
Exactly. The aim isn't to tell students what to think, but to help them understand why these different perspectives exist. It sparks discussion, hopefully, about how communities can work towards safety while, you know, respecting all these different viewpoints.
Okay, now here's one that really caught my eye. It seems almost counterintuitive. Massachusetts cranberry farmers.
Ah, the bogs, right?
Yeah. They're dealing with economic challenges by actually letting some of their cranberry bogs go back to being natural wetlands. How does that even work as a solution, letting farmland go wild?
I know, it sounds backwards, doesn't it? But it's actually a really brilliant example of ecological restoration becoming an economic strategy.
How so?
Well, instead of just fighting against falling cranberry prices, these farmers are tapping into federal and state money that's available for wetland restoration.
Ah, okay, so there's funding for it.
Right, so it provides new income. But it also does amazing things for biodiversity. You're seeing species like river otters and great blue herons coming back. And it even opens up possibilities for things like ecotourism. It really shows how sometimes working with nature, sustainable land use, can turn into a surprising economic plus. Nature bounces back.
That's fascinating. Okay, finally, let's leave Earth for a moment. We're off to Mars.
Always exciting.
Isn't it? NASA's Perseverance rover has sent back even more intriguing evidence suggesting possible past life there.
Yeah, this latest find is pretty compelling. They found these unusual rocks, sort of like mudstone, but with these distinctive markings. NASA's calling them things like leopard spots and poppy seeds.
Okay. So, interesting patterns, but what does it mean?
Well, scientists think these aren't just random patterns. They believe they could be biomarkers.
Biomarkers.
Yeah, minerals that often form because of chemical reactions linked to, well, ancient microbes. Basically, it could be the fossilized signature of life itself.
Wow. So maybe the closest evidence yet.
It could be, yeah. The closest evidence we've found so far for past life on Mars. And, you know, it just makes you wonder, how might discoveries like this really change how we understand life? Not just here, but maybe everywhere.
That's a huge question. What a range of topics we've covered today. Heroism, global cooperation, really tough societal challenges, environmental innovation, and exploring the cosmos.
And all these stories from the Juice, they really do offer such rich ground for discussion, don't they? They encourage that critical thinking, helping students make sense of our, well, our very complex world.
Absolutely. So what does this all mean for you listening? Perhaps it's just a reminder that learning never really stops. It's this ongoing journey, right? Full of surprising facts and sometimes quite profound insights that just keep sparking our curiosity. And hopefully that equips us all a little better to guide the next generation. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive today.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.